Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is about a very, very special topic. See if you can guess what it's about before I finish. Once upon a time, there was a king, and he had a son, a prince, and he bought a beautiful suit for his son. The suit came with a white shirt, nice white new shirt, and nice black shoes. It was a nice blue suit with shiny black buttons. And the prince put it on. It fit exactly right and looked wonderful in it. He said to his father, "Thank you very much." And then he went outside for a little walk in his new suit. But he was a very energetic little boy, and after a while he was running, and after a while he decided to run through the woods, and after a while he decided to climb a tree, and he was playing by the stream, he fell in the stream, he went through some thorn bushes, and he tore the suit, and the shoes got torn on some sharp rocks, and because he was so energetic and playing everywhere, by the time he came home, his suit was wrecked, and the shirt was wrecked, and the shoes were wrecked. They were all torn up, besides being very dirty. His father looked at him, and he said, "You wrecked the suit." The boy was very sorry, so the father bought him a new suit, but this one was even better than the first one. This one was a white shirt, but it also had silver threads. And it was a nice blue suit, but it also had shiny silver buttons. And also it had with it nice black shoes, but it also had silver buckles on the shoes. There were silver buckles on the shoes. It was just so, so beautiful. And the prince said thank you to his father, the king, and he went out for a little walk in his new suit. But soon he was actually running and climbing into trees and playing in the stream and going through the thorn bushes. And you know what happened? The second suit was wrecked also. And the shirt was destroyed, and the shoes were broken, and all the new clothes were no good. He went back to his father, and he said, "I'm very sorry, Father, that I wrecked the second suit also." And his father, of course, forgave him. And the father bought him, the king bought him, a new suit. And this suit was even more beautiful. It had a white shirt with it with gold threads. And the suit was a beautiful blue and so shiny and with gold buttons. And the shoes were so shiny and black and with gold buckles. And this was the most beautiful suit of all. But the father said to his son, "Son, I'm not going to give this suit to you yet, because every time I give you a suit, it gets wrecked. So instead, what I will do is I will hang it in this closet, and every once in a while, I will show you the suit so you'll remember about the importance of taking care of it. And this way, when you are ready and you're able to take care of such a beautiful suit, then I will give it to you." But you may have guessed what this story is really about. It's a mashal, it's a metaphor, an example which is told by Rabbi Lady Yitzchak of Berdichev about the Beis HaMikdash. First, of course, Hashem is our king, and we are like his son, his child. And he gave us a beautiful suit, which means that he gave us the first Beis HaMikdash. It was absolutely beautiful. But because we sinned, We did things wrong. We did things against Hashem. We forgot about Hashem. Therefore, the first Beis HaMikdash was broken. Hashem allowed our enemies to destroy it. Then Hashem got us another suit, the second Beis HaMikdash, which after a while it was even more beautiful than the first one. It was much bigger. It lasted longer, 420 years. The first one only lasted 410 years. But that one also was broken. Hashem allowed our enemies to destroy that also, because again, the Jewish people were not behaving right. They weren't doing what Hashem wanted, especially they didn't have Abbas Yisrael. They didn't have love of their fellow Jew. And so therefore, Hashem created a third Beis HaMikdash. And actually, we helped to create this Beis HaMikdash through our mitzvahs, our learning Torah and our doing mitzvahs and our davening. And therefore, there is now a Beis HaMikdash which is complete and ready to come down from heaven. And it's sort of like in the closet, like in the story, the king kept the third suit in the closet. So to the third Beis HaMikdash is in heaven. And Hashem shows it to us every once in a while. Just like the king showed his son this third suit, a beautiful suit with a gold button, etc. He showed it to him every once in a while. So too, Hashem shows our neshamas, our souls, the third Beis HaMikdash every year on Shabbos Chazon. That's the Shabbos just before Tisha B'Av. On that Shabbos, the Berditchever says, just like in the Haftarah, it's called Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos of the vision. So the Berditchever, Levi Yitzchak, the Berditchever says, that is also hinting to the vision of the Beis HaMikdash, which Hashem shows to every single Jewish person's neshama on Shabbos Chazon. That's this coming Shabbos, if you're hearing this story before Tisha B'Av. And of course, the more we study about the Beis HaMikdash, the more we learn about how it looked and how it was built and how the korbanos were brought and so forth, the more clear a vision our soul can have on Shabbos Chazon. So I would encourage everybody to make sure that besides keeping all the laws very carefully of the 9 days, and of course on Tisha B'Av, but also in these days leading up to Tisha B'Av, especially on Shabbos Chazon, to try to learn about the Beis HaMikdash and to study how it was built, what it looked like, how it was made, and all the things that happened there, all the korbanos and so forth. And this way, hopefully, very soon, even before Tisha B'Av, in Yirtzeh Hashem, we will have the final redemption, the final geula through Mashiach Zakenu. We will build the Beis HaMikdash for us, bring down the Beis HaMikdash from heaven, and we will have the final redemption. May it be immediately. Thank you for joining the story of the day.